get in terms of when you make a bracha on the sukkah. So that's a lot of Rishonim, the Rif, Rambam, and other Rishonim. They say that the bracha is on the yeshiva, and any time a person goes into the sukkah, you go into the sukkah. Anytime you go into the sukkah, that has a shame. And anytime you walk in the sukkah, even if you're not eating, you're able to you're supposed to make a bracha. The bracha is on yeshiva sukkah, and nothing to do with eating. And whenever you come into the sukkah, you go ahead and you make a bracha. This is the Shita Rif, Rambam, Rosh. The Goyin goes like this, and Habei Noigin like the Shita Sagra, like the Goyin. Then whenever you come into the sukkah, if you come in there, you have to go ahead and make the bracha. In the Shita, Shita Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, takes the bracha Daf Yalach, brings down that. What's the pshat? We make a bracha. Yes, guys, why do we make a bracha Dafka Al-Achila? Why don't we bracha on Shane? He says, if anything, Shane should be more of a reason to make a bracha. We find that Shane is more common than Achila. Why? How is Shane more common than Achila? Shane is Harai, Zasra, Achila, Harai is going to be Mutter. So what's the pshat? We make a bracha Dafka Al-Achila. Why don't we make a bracha on the Shane? Why make a bracha Dafka Al-Achila? So Tosfos says two tourists. One tourist, he says, is that maybe you're not going to fall asleep. You can't make a bracha on Shane because you never know. Try to go to sleep, maybe fall asleep, or maybe fall asleep. Being it's always suffering, you're going to fall asleep, and that, therefore, Zaktais is not able to make a bracha on Shinas HaSukkah, and therefore, Dafka, something which is Bevadai, you can make a bracha, not on Shina. The other text brings down every time that we make a bracha, the minhag is make a bracha Dafka on Achila, and the bracha on Achila patterns all the other Yeshivas HaSukkah. The bracha on Achila is the Iker, and everything else which is Tuffle to that, and therefore the bracha, you make a bracha just on the chila, and everything else is going to be tuffle to it. Fine, so those are the three shittas. We have Shita, the Rif, and the Rambam Rosh, you always make a bracha on any type of yeshiva sukkah. We have Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, saying the dafka on achila, the minhag is, and everything else is tuffle to it. And then we have a different tarz and tases, why we make a bracha on shena. Tase says we're going to make a bracha on sleeping, is because maybe you won't fall asleep. So let's discuss a second, bracha on shena a second. And as Tase says you'll make a bracha on shena, why? Because maybe you won't fall asleep. Rabbeinu Tam holds that what? Besoid, you should make a bracha on shena. Nervas, the bracha on achila went in and pattered it. But he doesn't have a problem per se, the fact that I won't fall asleep. In the Rif Ramam in the Rosh, you're saying you make a bracha every time you come into Shiva Sukkah. They also don't seem to have this problem with choices that maybe you won't go ahead and fall asleep.
Irrelevant.
What?
Then it's irrelevant.
What do you say?
Then it's irrelevant.
Right. Okay, then it could be irrelevant. But choices definitely, he doesn't have this problem that maybe you won't go fall asleep and it's not going to be a chesaron. So Shaul, why not? Why isn't it a good time? Maybe you're not going to fall asleep. So there's an interesting going in Tuf Lamed Beis. The going brings down, the Ramah brings down. Mina Klai Souls, when we do B'dikas Chametz, go ahead and put 10 pieces of the bread. Or you put 10 pieces of bread, maybe I will go ahead and check. I'm not going to find any chametz, and if a bracha, yeah, bracha vatala. That's what the Rama writes over there. So the Gain says, he starts over there, the Gain says, this minog is telling the machalik, has been in Tais Brachas Yafan Beis, telling him in a time and other Rishayim. That if you hold like this, maybe I won't fall asleep, just think they're primary over here. Maybe I won't find the 10 pieces of chametz, and therefore it's going to be a bracha latala. If you're like the other shittas hold, I don't care. I don't fall asleep. So too by b'dikas chametz, we don't care the fact that maybe I won't find the b'dikas chametz, and it's going to be okay. What's he say? He said the pshat is that the bracha chazal was on this matzah of suffix, just like b'dikas chametz. Like, what's the bracha according to other shita? The bracha is to make a bracha that. You know, I'm checking for chametz, and the bracha is on the suffix. Then maybe I'll find, maybe I won't find. The lashon is not beer chametz, but the bracha is al suffix. So tovir, I'm making a bracha because I want to go to sleep. I maybe won't fall asleep. It doesn't make a difference. And he says it's totally in this machlekes spinning time and the re. Akvar menegeit us menegeit lachal ma'isa the two kashitas is Rif Ramam Rosh holds you make a bracha every single time. That's one shita. And then we have the shita of the Rinatam, which the minig is dafka b'shas achila. Let's first start with the Rif Rambam and Rosh Goyin, which a lot of people know, like this Stipler, Chazanis, Meshtum, right? Their minig is to do like the Goyin. Every time they come in, they make the bracha. In that mahalach, how often do you make a bracha? What do you need in order to come in? Let's say you come in, you have to drink water. So do you, in that shita, do you go ahead and make a bracha or not? How do they understand? How do you learn Yassi? If you're going in to drink water, you make a bracha?
Yes,
what?
Yes. Do you need kfiyas
over here, or do you need? Right. So you're saying no, I'm saying no? Maybe you're right. I'm saying, but like, I don't know what.
Not every time you go in your house, there's a chiyuv you
can do. You go in and you go out. No, the like we said before, Stalbeck before, there's no chiyuv to go in, but when you go in, kibshuta, you make a yeshiva sukkah.
Just like when you eat, right? You have to have a
kibbutz
or
a mechayim.
Why should
it make a yeshiva sukkah? In other words, when you drink water, right? We said, what's a mile of drinking water in the sukkah? Is that a mile of drinking water sukkah? I'm just not eating out of the sukkah. That's all I'm doing. Or there's a mile of having yeshiva in the sukkah. We saw the machlekes, you know, we mentioned taking the Rambam. What do you say? Yeah, no, I go in for a minute to drink water. So I'm going in, right? So is there a need to make a bracha in that situation? Or
why? What would be the chiyuv from the tiyul?
What?
What would be the chiyuv in the first place when they
rush?
The tiyul from
Stam? Right. Rav Rosh, every time I do yeshiva sukkah, I go into the sukkah, I go out to make a bracha. So I'm going in to.
You see from achila, right, that you have to do some type of chiyuv in order to make a bracha. So why should
it be? That's when we're in the time. He holds that the achila part is everything else.
No,
we're not in the time. We're in another rishon. We're in another rishon. So this is a diak in the shatzi on side of Gimel. He says that. If you go into your friend's sukkah, ligvei schev v'chidayma, shaz esik ben sukkah bayis v'chutz, ain't tzarich levoy glav misak v'am. But this is a very interesting thing. Let's say you go to your friend's sukkah. Yeah, Chesmer will get this soon in terms of when you make a bracha. Shnei Malkim, he says, go to your friend's sukkah. If you're going for a reason to stay there, why you make a bracha? If you're just going in to collect the chayiv, just, there's no difference. The only reason why you're going to the sukkah is because it's grada, yonker wears. You try to collect chayiv in the house. He happens to be in the sukkah, so you're going to the sukkah to collect the chayiv. Or you're just going in to get something from him. So the other kula men tzach levarich, right? The other m'sasek ba'alma. They're just m'sasek ba'alma, because I don't mean to do yeshiva sukkah over here. I need him. I'm going, let's say you're going to a second. The wife says to the kid, okay, go call Abba from the sukkah. So the kid comes to the sukkah to call you. So over there, Kabbi the sukkah just m'satzik ba'alma. He's coming just to call you. What happens to me? You're sitting in the sukkah. So that's what he's coming to. We're not trying to do yeshiva sukkah. If a b'chei gavim, Mishmur says that's m'satzik ba'alma. M'satzik ba'alma is not a kiyum mitzvah, only chalav ba'aray is shekei nena. But about a regular case, you wouldn't want to make a bracha. If you're m'satzik, kabbi yeshiva sukkah, so then over there, you want to make a bracha. The Mishmur over there would be, let's say I'm not m'satzik, I'm coming in, if I'm coming in to a little bit, will be mashmais. What? What you say?
You're
a chayav bracha. It's only. It sounds like it's only b'tor when you're masasik. So then we're not trying to come in the sukkah. Glad you're in the sukkah because you're trying to call somebody, trying to get somebody. Over there, the luck is that
you go in the sukkah, the folk and folk is quieter.
That's masasik, maybe. You know, it happens to be, you'd go into, you know, you need privacy, right? So you go into your room for your privacy, so there's somebody in your room, so you can't go. Your wife's sleeping, so you can't go into your room. So you gotta go into the sukkah, that's masasik. This is all in the riff, that's masasik ba'alma. Mashmoyis of the shaitin would be, you would make a bracha. The mishtamech and aleph shinayin chav brings down from a tani rabasi, and mishpul eleket, genus radim, and others would seem to say that even in the riff, you need a kvias. That if you don't have a kvias,
is it a diak in the Shartin if he's not
going
with the
Rambam?
What's it
in the Shartin? You see that whenever you're doing yeshiva sukkah, whenever it's cheshbon and tzar, like why it's cheshbon and tzar, why you make a bracha, it's enough that I'm coming in just haraidik, and if I want to be there, I mean to be there, it's enough to make a bracha. That's what we see. And you know, yeshiva sarai would be enough to make a bracha. The also the minimum neich we had on the Rambam, he says that you make a bracha by learning, only if it's a learning which is a keva, and not learning which is arai. The Magmishim brought it down. That's the mashmais. The dafka, if you have a keva, mashenkein arai ba'alma, wouldn't make a bracha. So right, so there is very nevoich, doesn't know what to do. It's chayshus not to make a bracha in the shvias agoyin unless he has some type of kvias. It's chayshus for those shitas, you make a bracha la'idea, but nice you have a dik neshatzian, but it's a little bit what to do. How long? Sometimes extend the amount of time. Sometimes a length of time, not just coming for a second. Not sure if you made a big shatim. Could be maybe a I'm not sure. What I say? It's not a second. This is all from the Riff Rosh and the Rambam. Mechaber brings down Minig Oilam Yom Eka Bracha and Labashas Achila. The Minig Oilam Chaber says not like that. the minig is only with shas achila. Ramat says vachin achilaik. We said before the goin says the minig is not like the mechaber. Therefore, those go ikris agra and make the bracha all the time. But the minig is like every time make the bracha with shas achila. Now this is a very important thing. Says the gezach in Rabbeinu Tam. When Reuven, you go to somebody's sukkah, it's just time. You go, let's say you go to learn somebody's sukkah. You're not going to eat. You make a bracha. Go to Beis Medrash and you go and learn. You make a bracha. What I say?
We don't.
You don't. Okay. We don't. Why not? Okay. So that's
eat.
This is a very important nekuda. This that we say the bracha l'mishasachil. What's the lomdis? What's the avon ben otam? Is the avon ben otam side is that the bracha on the ikker patters the tafel, and if the bracha on achila patters the learning, it patters the tiol, it patters the shena, and it patters everything. That's the side of Benatam. Benatam says only bracha on shena. He says bracha on achila goes and patters it. Let's say I'm not going to have achila. Do make a bracha l'chay gavin or not? I said, well, do you make a bracha l'chay gavin? Gavin not that. So the dats of the chay adam, the dats of Mishnah Berurah is very stark. That the Pshana bin Atam is the bracha and achila patters everything else. B'chay gavin is not going to be bracha and achila. I'd have to go out and make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah brings down the chay adam. Somebody's fasting and I make a bracha on the achila. He says, a lot of chay gavin, that person goes ahead and.
One second.
About a person goes ahead and misana b'sukkah and that telacha pass v'siyayim. But kuliyam you have to make a you make the bracha. Dafka you pass the bracha l'ikir part of the davar tafav. You don't eat it l'shayech zeh. Who then shuts it to your gemara chachila and you come back again brings on chayadim. So the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah is that whenever you go to a sukkah, if you're not gonna have a chila in that place, you need a bracha. What? That they understand the Pshana bin Atam is the bracha and the achila patters. It only patters it if it's going to be samach to achila. If it's samach to achila, if you have some type of hefsek, Chayim says, who didn't mean if there's hefsek? You're going to have to go and make a bracha. Therefore, according to Mishnah Berurah Mashal, if you go to a Beis Medrash to learn, and you're going to learn over there, you're not going to eat over there, according to Mishnah Berurah, you have to make a bracha. You go to Sikh Beis Sheva and you come back at night, you want to go to sleep, even if you're not going to eat, according to Mishnah Berurah, you're going to make a bracha. Because Kol Zman, there's no achila, which is going to patter the, which is samach to what you're doing, which is going to patter that. That's going to be mechayev to make.
Hold on,
Now, that's the Mishnah Berurah. The Maamar Mordechai, on the other hand, says he's chalik on the Taz. He says that the pshat in the it doesn't sound the whole lashon of like. The Taz says that we go back to the Ikar Din. He says the Vada Benatam is a Din Gomer, that the only Masakin, the Chorin's Chazal was of the Bracha, was Dafka on Echila. That's what Chazal, that, in the Chorin's Chazal only Masakin Bracha on Echila. And in as much as there's no Echila, he says there's no Takana. And the two Nusra is saying, you can say the Bracha, the Nusra is that the Bracha was Dafka al Echila. That's the one that I saw there in Masakin. That's the Ikar, and if that's the Bracha on it. Or you could say the bracha, a little different nusach, which would be an afkamina copy if you go to Beis Medrash. The bracha on the achila goes ahead and patterns the anything we should do afterwards. And lav dafka, the bracha of achila, you have to have it samach to the actual thing which you're doing. If you have hefsek, but the original achila, the bracha on the achila patterns the any hemshech, anything which you do in the sukkah, in the hemshech.
Would that go backwards?
Shatzin Sachbe says the Das Ibn Atam, the Achila Sheikar Kvias, part is called Tafel, and it's Shiva Shin Ratiel, Bing Lefnechil, Bing Achila. Part is Bing Lefnechil, Bing Lachachil. The Shatzin Sachbe says that the Shita which holds that the Bracha goes ahead and patters Ibn Atam, that holds that Achila patters is Bing Lefnechil, Bing Lachil, patters Kalaba, patters Mafer, patters anything which is a Chilik Shiva goes ahead. And is going to be pot. Okay, let's make seder over here. Kitzer, we have basically three main shittas. The Riff and Rambam will hold the bracha every single time. According to Riff and Rambam, when we make the bracha, as soon as you walk into the sukkah, you should make a bracha. You should make a bracha, and the chiyav is to make a bracha right away. So, anyway, when you need kviyas and not kviyas, as we mentioned, a little mavucha, when you need kviyas or you don't need a kviyas. Mr. Burns in Memva brings down. That's kedai to Yotishita's Riff and Rambam, and every time when you come into the sukkah, take it very basically. Basically, Zivacha Davish Mechashim Minu Biachim. I know Matt Yosuke basically Zivacha Shem Zaka. The Akash Haskila Mishpura is very important. Mishpura recommends Toiv to be Chayshu the Rambam, and right away when you come into the Sukkah, you should go ahead and make a bracha. Don't be Shayim Mechon Ben Tam that the bracha afterwards passes it. And when you come in, you have to go ahead and make a bracha, which sometimes it's going to be difficult. I mean, you're not so hungry. It's going to be like a couple hours. So you want to wait till you get hungry. But Mishpura is saying there's a nachin to make a bracha right away. To be Chayshu the Rambam. The Rifin Rambam holds you need a bracha right away. The Yeshiva is a Mechayiv. And the bracha later on, you have like an hour. If you wait an hour, so you have an hour without the Shiva Sukkah. So that's something which is b'diavad. So the recommendation of the Chavetz Chaim is that one should, right when you come to the Sukkah, one should go ahead and make a bracha for the Rif and the Rambam, and not to wait. Now, if you're not going to be eating, so that's a big mavucha. According to the Rif Ram Rosh, make a bracha. Chabas is a minute, it's not like that. Going past is like a Rif Ram Rosh. Therefore, there is a go big kasagra. The Shalayim go like big kasagra. The Chazish one like that. They make a bracha every single time after Rambam and Rosh and the Shalayim. Like many of the rest of the world is to go like the Shidas Mechaba, that we only make a bracha with Shasachila. What the tights of that is, the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is very stark, and the Chaldim is that it has to be Achil at the party. If you're not going to Achil at the party, you're going to have to make a bracha. Therefore, if you go to Beis Medrash and you're not going to be eating over there, you would make a bracha. If you're just going to sleep, you're not going to eat, you would make a bracha. My Mordechai is of the opinion that you don't do that, and the Takana was Dafka on Shas Achila. If there's no Shas Achila, you're not going to make a bracha. And I think a lot of people see to me, know you like a Mordechai, I think, no?
The
Jewish
brings from
Zalman,
and actually brings from everyone to go to make a
bracha. Like the Mishnah Berurah, or like the guy in Mishnah? Like the Mishnah Berurah, yeah. Definitely the passage of the is like
take a shahakal and make a bracha.
Why a shahakal help you?
Because I really have to make a bracha anytime I enter the sukkah. We're conscious for that. So just take a shahakal and be your tzitzis.
No, but the time was only shasachila. You never been. No, so every time you're going to the sukkah. You always have the Rif Ram Rosh. You're going to sukkah out to learn for 2 hours. You're going to sukkah out, you're learning 2 hours. You're going to Rishonis, learning 2 hours. According to Rif Ram Rosh, what's the halacha? Pashim make Eleishev. According to Ben Atam and the Das Mishnah Berurah, you make Eleishev because no achilat patrin. And the Maamar Mordechai wants to say you don't do it.
Any meal person that has Eleishev, he's having
basar
and potatoes. Should
right. So Mishnah Berurah says always recommended to eat something right away to make a leishev. Nochid b'cheshev Ram and Rosh. He's always trying to make a leishev. The burr. He's always trying to. Nochid to b'cheshev Ram and Rosh to make a leishev. Nochid b'cheshev Ram and Rosh. Nochid b'cheshev Ram and Rosh. What?
Why is
he
not passing on the
east
according to the Rizal?
Because only Achila of a Kevah, they're Machai. They're Machai, Achila of a Kevah. Achila's a Rai, they're Machai. They're Machai of the Bach. Okay. Okay, if it's very traumatic, you know, you're gaining a lot of weight over Sukkot, which happens. You know, I always start the yearly diet between Sukkot and Hanukkah because of that. So it's like very traumatic, and you know, like you're saying, you're having a Chol Moed Sudah, and that piece of cake is really going to throw you off. So in you want to know you're going to starve. The shita that eating, it's a kvias well it makes you feel like that. Yeah. Well, but then you should do right away. You have to eat that. You have to eat that right away, right? You have to eat that right away. That'll be so much. You have to have the meat right away, right? Skip the first course, go straight to the meat. Okay. Now let's go in terms of what's getting later. We have to finish up today. In terms of shinei makom, and when you make a bracha. When you make new brachas, it's like this. You go to your sukkah, you stay there 7 days straight, and you don't leave there. You dive in your sukkah, you learn in your sukkah, you stay in the sukkah, you don't have to make another bracha. The bracha, one bracha, goes on all the way through. I got so that Deris, he said, dive in the sukkah also. Yeah, like a make a taste to go to shul, to mevatel, the mitzvah shiva sukkah, make a taste to go to shul. Rambam is like, and the Rambam like that. Then he writes, Soif Yamam, he helped me with Chal Hashem, became a little bit famous. And Chashev, what? He held that it's better, yeah. He said, maybe we go to shul. No, you should not use that as a tzir of tadam bichidus. Anyhow. Anyhow, I'll go upon him. So if you stay in Yitzhak 7 days straight, you do not have to go ahead and make a bracha, finish gemara. And if you stay 7 days straight, they can deny all that. Suda is not going to be mechayiv. There's no hefsek, no yitzia. You know, das ataz. Maybe you make a bracha. We all not like the taz. Kamat kolchan, we all not like the taz. And you not make a bracha. If you go out and you have a hefsek gomer, what's called hefsek gomer? One of two things. You go out, the grass is cutting your bees. If you go out for an hour or two, nice long time. Or if you go out adas not to come back, that's considered a total hefsek, and therefore, you know, you're planning on going back, and then you're planning on going on a chol moed trip, right? You're done. Start going outside, and it starts drizzling. Rained out. So you come back in. So being as adas to have a real hefsek, so the Chayei Gavna also would be a hefsek gemura, and you have to go ahead and make a second bracha. What gets a little more complicated is, let's say a guy goes out a das to come back. It goes out for a little hefsek with das to come back. Question is, what's the halacha in that case? So there are two types of cases. The case I went out a das to come back right away. I'm learning in the sukkah. I went out to get in my swarmer inside. I'm going to get a safer. I got a phone call. Or, I don't know, the picking on the toilet. Whatever it is, because you go inside for a short amount of time with das to come back. And there's another case which a person goes, let's say, goes out to Mincha Meiriv, he goes out to some type of hefsek. What's going to be halacha in that type of situation? What's going to be halacha in that type of situation? So, Mishmur brings down in. Mem Zayin. You made a bracha one time, you didn't go out to do oisik or something. You went out for a short amount of time. You want to make a bracha. Even if you're eating a Suda Shnia, it's all one mitzvah. Therefore, somebody's Yoshev called Yom B'Sukkah, Yashem B'Lai B'Sukkah, you don't have to make a bracha. Yesh Oyimim Kimi Chesim Yitzayim, I feel like that's Lachzim Yad, Tzel Vachim B'Shas Chia Shnia. He brings a Shita of the Bekir Yaakov that if you're in between Sudas and you go out of Das to come right away, You have to go ahead and make a bracha. The ma'isa, the psak and mishabur is, if you're going out, come back right away, even if it's another suda, you would not make another bracha. Even though we have the sheet of the taz, it says another suda makes a bracha, but we all knock the taz. It's because you're going out, come back right away, you don't make a bracha. Even if it's another suda. If you're going out, last is tracha, but basically it's a spalal, so over there, the Mishpura comes out that if you go out in the middle of a Suda, so you want to say, you don't make a bracha. Because my Suda is Hemshech. A Suda is also one Hemshech. If it's between Suda and Suda, it says, Mitzarev, Shidas, the Taz. Mitzarev, the Magen Avraham, the Lich is considered a Hefsik. Mitzarev, that this is considered a Hefsik, and therefore he says, you go out and make a bracha. Yeah, clear? Not so clear? Nachavah. Three cases. If you go out with the hefsek gomer, new bracha. What's hefsek gomer? Hour or two or das? You're finished. If you're going out, coming back right away, the psak end of the day is no bracha. I mean, you know, even Pekrakis says either bracha, but even if it's a suda, you're not going to have a bracha. If you're going out, something which is like in between hefsek, mincha mayer, because like I said, hefsek nax is hefsek, lo burra. That's not burra, it's considered hefsek. So over there, it's more of it's not just going out, come back early, you're doing something in between. You're going shopping, you're going somewhere, you're doing something, you're going to the shul. You're doing something basic. Over there, that's a vikuach between the Magen Avraham says halicha is always a hafsik, Mishabur says halicha is not a hafsik. So the psak of Mishabur is that ben sachila vadi would not make a bracha. If it's a new suda, so you have a tzir for the taz, plus a tzir for the Magen Avraham, halicha is a hafsik. So that's a tzir if that is considered a nayazach. Over there, you would have to go ahead and make a bracha. So just go through some cases. What are classical cases? You go inside, you get a phone call, coming back, what's halacha? No bracha. You're going out, shopping, what's halacha? The stomach has been suda. If you need to see the whole Nusuda, then
Nusuda
not, because we Hamshach Hamshach. Only if it's a chiddush, only it's a chiddush in the year. What other cases come up? Mincha Ma'ariv, right? Okay, fine. You got the kiddush, right? You got somebody's kiddush. What's the halacha? Right. If it's between Sula Suda and not, if it's Bemza Suda, then you would do it. Now, let's say somebody's going to this. Let's go to the next case. They get by the chassidim. Chassidim wash it home, and they go eat, and they finish the suda by somebody else's sukkah. Or you invite it to a shower brachas. You would do that. You start at one place, and then you want to go to another place. You're going somewhere for dessert. What? So what are you doing in that situation or not? So Shmuel brings down that the Magen Avraham, basically the three shittos. The opinion of the Magen Avraham is the lichas is always a hafsek. So lichas is a hafsek, you're going to your friend's sukkah, you're going to a nice place, and lichas is a hafsek, even if you have das, you have to make another bracha. The most person hold not like the Magen Avraham, they say that lichas would not be considered a hafsek, and therefore lichas would not be considered a hafsek, and therefore they say if you have das, b'shas, to make the bracha, they're going to go to other place, you would not go ahead and make a bracha in that type of situation. Then there's a third sheet of the Beis Meir, which says that if you didn't have das, you would not make another bracha. He says, why? Because he says, when I make a bracha on the sukkah, what's if I go, the bracha on the sukkah, what's, and I go to my friend's sukkah, it's not a new mitzvah. The bracha is on Yeshiva's sukkah. So it's not a new, just because I have to be in a different place, I'm still being mamshach my suda. I'm not making a new ma'isachila. I'm being mamshach my ma'isachila. Just like how I could be brichas a Muslim, saying you have to go out of mensch. Why? I'm being mamshach my suda, Beis Meir. So it's over here. I'm being mamshach my suda over there. So it's not a, so it, just because, and the bracha is on mitzvah shiva sukkah. So, and I'm doing mitzvah shiva sukkah, and therefore I have to go ahead and make, I have to go ahead and make another bracha. So what's halacha the ma'isa? So Ramayshan Shuva says that he recommends, he brings down, somebody asks him the question, Ramayshan, I'm not really feeling so well. I don't have so much kayak to answer you. You know, I'm sure the shoyl of it was know all the shitas that my grandma holds, you always make a bracha. Then there's a middle shita hold that only if you had das, you don't make a bracha. And the mayor holds, even without das, you wouldn't make a bracha. I'm sure you know all the different shitas. The mechriya, between all the things on a headspace right now, but Shemaga better, and I'll have time and I'll be able to mayin to machriya. But what he'd recommend is, till then, a component of that person is to have das, the only pata where you are, bench, and just be mamshach the suda in the second place. Be mamshach the suda in the second place. That's what he recommended to do. What? Yeah, new thing. You're right to finish the suda over here. You don't have to be mamshach the suda. If you don't, the Mishnah seems to say that if you have das, avadi yom mekabrachas sarbach zakal, you know, definitely, if you have das, it's even without das, seems to be mislama sarbach zakal, maisa one kipshute, one would not make a bracha kipshute. Fine, just one, two other things. That's an interesting shayla. Somebody the first night of sukkahs made a bracha, stayed in the sukkah, and now walked to the second night of sukkahs. In chutzlaritz, yeah. Yeah. Do you have to take a new bracha or not?
I'll speak
again. Yeah, so Shem Zan would say, I'll speak again, I'll take a new bracha. We say, make a bracha, so because I don't have a second, I'll take a new bracha. Shaz is somebody keeps 3 days on to, so do you have to go out and make a new bracha or not? So Shem Zan wanted to say, look, Hashem brings it down, he wants to say, Shaz, I've already taken a new bracha, because the gather that speak again is, Shaz, is that maybe the first day was Yantiv. The first day was Chol. So I made a bracha on Erev Yantiv. So that's not going to pat the, not going to pat the Yantiv. Therefore, he says, somebody stays from one day to the second day, if you don't have any, what? So even now, because Yachid, the minug, the chilek of the minug is to go ahead and do it. If he says you have to go ahead and do it. One last thing, which brings down, if you got to make a bracha, so you start eating, you should make a bracha afterwards. If you got to make a bracha, you should make a bracha afterwards where you want to eat. If you bench breakers a Muslim, he says you can make a bracha. His geshiva is min mitzvah. Chila ila kol man jeshva kol kviyas achad. He says very interesting. He says that chila is the kviyas. Since one forgot to make a bracha, finish eating. He says if you have to eat more, I make a bracha. If you don't have to eat more, he says still you have to make a bracha. Why? Because nacha. What's it? How's mishpura and samshana in a town? Really have a chiyah, but the meaning is that bracha and chila part is everything. If you're not going to eat, you make a bracha. So avad over here is plus you make a bracha. Yeah, so in the world of Mishabura, Avadah says you're able to go ahead and make a bracha. If you're not like the Maimon Mordechai, it could be, yes, could I to go ahead and do it. Okay, just make a quick sukkum. Basically, if Ram Rosh holds everything comes to sukkah, make a bracha. If you're the chili macher for Ram Rosh, and if a take if you come with the sukkah, the chili you should eat. And you should go ahead and eat and make a bracha. Shizim ben Kamiz, only noig b'shas achila. What's together shas achila? Mishbura holds, if you're going to eat, you make a bracha. If you're not going to eat, you make a bracha like Rav Rosh and Rambam. My Mordechai holds only make a bracha when it's going to be considered achila. If somebody has a shini makim, so only if you go out hesek hadas gemura or a long time, you make a bracha. If you're going out and come back right away, then we pass again, you don't make a bracha. If you're going out to do some type of asik, like Milcha Mayrev, so over there, but see if the sheet is a tassel, every time a new student means a bracha, so a new student, you make a bracha. If it's not a new student, you would not make a bracha. If you're going from one place to another place, right, there's not chachir to do such a thing, but if you do that, so the das of the base mayor is you never make a bracha, the das of the makabram is you always make a bracha, is the middle sheet that holds, like, totally where you have das or not. The best idea would be to make Birkas HaMazon and Pater make Birkas HaMazon, and when you go to a place, you should go ahead and make a new bracha. So it was right at the beginning. Mishnah tomorrow, we're starting Tafresh Memel, Mishnah tomorrow, Mishnah Chachet Samal to Chachet Samaviz.